All right, update on the injury report. Tracy Porter, limited illness. Jacob Tammy, full hip. Mike Adams, full knee. Danny Trevathan, full thumb. Matt Willis, full hamstring. Chris Cooper, full forearm. Chris Harris, full ankle. Any questions?
So for the bye week, do you think you solved the problem with starting slow?
You know, time will tell. That's why you line up and have these tests. And, you know, we're working hard as a football team, coaching staff, organization to try to put together 60 minutes. And, you know, we're along with 31 other teams in the league.
What does that say, though, about this team? You always can love playing from behind, but what does it say about your team?
Well, I mean, we're not afraid to finish. You know, I think that's an important thing, you know, to keep battling, you know. Like to be able to put 60 minutes together, though, and that's our goal.
Coach, can you talk about Joe Vitt? He'll obviously return from his suspension. He seems like a guy who's a coach's coach, so to say, and what he's had to go through sitting out and being away. I know you are familiar with him, having been with Carolina for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the utmost respect for Joe. I think he's a heck of a coach, a heck of a man. You know, I'm excited that he gets to go back to what he does and does best, you know, and it's good to have him back.
Along the lines of the defense, Coach, that the Saints haven't quite compared to what they were last year. When you look at tape, is that something that you see they're just making too many mistakes, or are they the defense they were last year?
Well, you know, they're a different defense. I don't look at stats. The only important stat is wins and losses, and, you know, I know their winning streak is longer than ours right now because they've won two in a row. So they're very capable. We don't look at stats. We don't look at records. We watch the tape. And so, you know, they beat two good football teams back-to-back, and, you know, they're a very worthy opponent that was a playoff team a year ago.
Does it help that you have familiarity with them? I know when you were with Carolina, you were one of the only coaches that had good success against Sean Payton in his tenure there.
Well, I think, you know, again, there's familiarity, but that works both ways. You know, I get asked a lot about division opponents, even second time around playing them. You know, so, you know, I think that can work in either camp. You know, I know I have great respect for their organization and their team, having competed against them a bunch. So, you know, like always, you know, every week's a tough experience.
The Saints are one of the leaders in the league in terms of converting on third down.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stop that offense?
Well, I don't know that you stop them. You know, they're, I think, second in the league in total offense, you know, and primarily passing the football. They're very good, and it starts with number nine. I mean, he's a great player, and again, much like our guy, you know, more than likely a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, and very, very capable, very, very accurate, very, very smart. So I don't know that you ever really stop a guy like that.
Coach, DJ got his punishment today. Thoughts about it and where you're at as far as?
Well, anytime you make mistakes, I mean, you know, he's, you know, paying his dues right now, literally. So, you know, it's a process. He's done what he's supposed to through the process, and we'll honor what they decide.